man at the, they call it the diner, and I have a young man here. Are you, what city are you from?
Kokomo.
From Kokomo. So how'd you hear about this, and why are you doing this?
We heard from our youth pastor, and we are down here just trying to share the love of Christ and teach our students about service and helping out. But that's basically it. We're just here to help out and learn and get to know some people.
How's your experience so far?
It's been good. It's really nice. It's we got a lot more people than we need to serve food, so we're kind of out hanging out with people, getting to know, playing some checkers, and we have a few students right now leading worship.
Okay. Thanks. I'm here with Cindy, and she volunteers also for Faith Hope and Love Food Pantry, and here she's serving the houseless. So what do you do here, Cindy?
I sing and praise and worship the Lord, and with my whole heart. I love Him, and I hope that the people are getting something from us, which I'm sure they are. I've had people have tears rolling down their eyes, and if they just one touch, it's all it takes, one touch.
Now, you're involved with other ministries, too. What else do you do?
Well, the Lord's led me to also to preach, and so I preach and try to spread the gospel that way. And then we're getting ready to King's House of Prayer on Keystone and Prospect is getting ready to open the doors and under a new building. So that was our pastor Dave Dalton's vision, and that vision is coming to fruition. So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. With one of the clients for breakfast, and if you could just tell us your first name and what do you think about this, what's happening here?
My name is Michael, and I really enjoy the services that you guys are providing, and I think it helps a lot of people, and I hope that you guys continue to do it, because there's a lot of people that need this service, and I think it's a great thing. And I got here to Indianapolis December of 2010. I got laid off. I worked in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I've been here, like I said, since December. I have a sister that lives here, and I met a couple of guys, and that's how I found out about this service. And I'm currently looking for a job, and I've been in Indianapolis. We're going on almost close to a year now, so hopefully everything will work out for me, and everything will change.
Go ahead. I'm here with Jerome right now, and he's going to just share his story here. So what's your brief story, Jerome?
Well, basically, I've been a Christian for 30 years, but I was married and kept wandering away from the Lord, and so I ended up going to prison in 2006 and I did 5 years in prison. God kind of got my attention there. I'm not married now, and I was homeless when I got out of prison. I relapsed and had to come back downtown for a brief period, so God got my attention through that.
Yeah.
And so I've been clean now, going on 9 months, doing good. And I guess my spiritual awakening actually took place in March when I took my grandson to the choir of the fire. And he accepted Christ, and I received a healing at that time from degenerative arthritis. I had to take pain pills. I'm not in pain no more. I ran up and down the stairs. I mean, you know, basically, I guess to sum it up is I got a passion for Christ. You know, and I come here to give away what God's given me. That's the only way I can keep it.
So you live in the camps right now?
I'm just briefly, because I was with a woman who was working here, volunteering here, and we and her had some differences of opinion on how to conduct ourselves here, and so I chose to leave. And so I'm camped right over here, just a block and a half away, over off by the railroad tracks over here.
Sure.
Temporarily, but I just got a job. I just got blessed Thursday with a job. I did all that drywall back there and all the steel studs and stuff for the hallway. So. God's been, He's blessed me so much. I got my journal. You're free to go through it sometime if you want to look at my journals.
Yeah.
I got journals going back 5 years. It shows how God has had His hand on me all my life, you know.
So, I'm here with Jerome, and more to come. God bless you.